Let's talk turkey, Matt. I want to talk about Wodonga, and who better to talk to about the dong than the mayor of Wodonga, Anna Speedy. Morning, Anna.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Matt.
Well, so I'm a little bit fired up, but let's sort of get the news first.
Yep.
So, Anna, last night council mm-hmm. voted to support mm-hmm. the Cricket Centre for Excellence.
Yep.
So give us a little bit of a background about that.
Okay, so that project's been ongoing for about close to 5 years, because mm-hmm. sometimes these things take a long time to get together. We've got to remember there's a lot of partnerships sitting in this. So this is actually Cricket Australia, Cricket Victoria, Cricket New South Wales, Albury City.
They're not giving much, though.
No, Albury City, Wodonga is putting in the bulk of it, and also the State Government of Victoria. So this is actually a multi-state project. So it's taken a while to get up. Lots of community work to make it happen. And so the costings were done about 4 odd years ago. Better to go into a project knowing what it's going to cost, not getting halfway through it and then discovering you've got a shortfall. So
definitely.
What we've done is costed this properly. We've gone out to tender a couple of times, so we tried to get the best price that we possibly could.
Yes.
We think we have. This is a project that isn't just about making sure our kids have opportunity to train at a level that they don't have to go to Melbourne or Sydney for, but it also brings an economic benefit to the cities.
Now, a word is that there was a cheaper tender that would provide the same facilities, and it was going to come in.
So what do you
allegedly
say to that?
Allegedly.
Is that true?
Allegedly. Look, there's always different tenders, and we have to go through them to make sure that they meet the scope and the requirements. So it's not just as simple as all take the cheapest, because the cheapest isn't always the best. We have to make sure that we get a quality product that's actually going to last, and it also meets the scope of what's required.
Yep.
So that's what's chosen, and it goes through a very rigorous process.
Lou, you said that you've got no interest in cricket. We're having this discussion off air.
But then
I said, if a place has really good facilities, it means general growth in the area, and it means you don't just dwindle and die away,
No,
so it's good.
I guess my question as a ratepayer is, what makes cricket more worthy than any of the other sports we play on the border? Because there are so many. I mean, tennis is huge on the border.
Yep.
Football is huge. Netball is huge.
Yep.
Swimming. I mean, there's, a gazillion other sports that we play here.
They've all had recent reinvestment. And significant reinvestment. So this is a centre of excellence. It's slightly different to your normal cricket pitch in what it's used for.
For sure. It's more like your AIS style, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yep.
Like Australian Institute of Sport.
All right. Now, what about this scoop then?
Scoop.
All right.
Okay.
Scoop.
So everybody knows that we're going to be redoing our library and art space, and it'll become a gallery. So we need to move it during that process, and as we pull the old one down. So we're actually going to move our library temporarily for the 18 months or so into High Street.
Oh.
Which is really great, because we have 146,000 visitors to our library. So that's going to be put into High Street. So it's going to go in. We've moved temporarily there at the moment, our customer service desk. So it's near the post office. We're also going to take up the old sports store next door as well, so that we can have our computers and our books and et cetera. Now, we have to have a slightly cut back facility, but you can still go online and you can pre-order and all the books come in and et cetera. So if we don't actually physically have them there, you can still get them in through the system. So we're pretty excited, because what that does is, as the street reopens, it's really going to pump a lot of people into it to really reinvigorate that end of High Street. And then here's the other part you didn't know: you get two scoops.
Oh, what's the second scoop?
So when we go to open our new library and gallery, in it we're going to actually have a visitor's desk. So not a visitor information centre, but a visitor's desk, because we know that we're going to get, get about 186,000 people through the art space and library now. So we know that that's going to increase. So we're going to put a visitor's desk in there. There's long vehicle parking, et cetera, around the facility already. And so this will help facilitate some of that ask that our community's certainly been saying to us about providing more information to people who come and visit our city.
All right. Does that deserve a round of applause?
Give it a round of applause.
Lou?
Look, I'm still,
you've won, Lou,
hit me with one hand and given me a hug with the other. So, all right.
Anna, it's great having you in the studio. You always win, Lou, over, no matter what it's about.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, we live in the same city, so,
Yeah.
You're taking selfies earlier. I mean, it's all.
Yeah,
it's
but
all
Anna
back
asked
on.
Me for a filter on it. I thought you looked fine.
Oh, well,
Anna Speedy Wodonga, man, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure.